to be back in the Netherlands. Doesn't seem very long when we were here before playing Quadrophenia, as we're playing a whole range of old stuff today, so we hope you have fun. We've been out, we've done 36, 40 shows. This is the last show of this particular club, so after this we're going to go away and have a big rest. But tonight we're going to try and rev up, reaching.
Thank you. I got the girlfriend pregnant, and as we did in those days, we got married. And I lived in one room of a tenement block on a council estate in London, very bad area. And I gave it my best shot at being, you know, a respectable married man. I couldn't do it. I failed. And I used to look out of the window of the flat, and in the street outside would be the group van with a name at the time of the Detours written on the side. And I used to dream of where that detour might lead me. So I had a choice to make: the flat or the van. The van and the band. I think I chose wisely. I blessed them for being there. I love them both, my wife and my ex-wife and my son. But I think I chose wisely. And this one's, the kids are all right.
I don't mind.
Oh, they got to come in my spirit.
That's why.
Scared of all the world, and it'll be forever.
Are they selling beer over there? Why don't you all go over there?
And why don't you come over here?
That's where I would be if I was 25. I'd be sitting at the bar and I'd be looking up at the stage and going, what a lot of fucking old rubbish. I could do so much better. Back when you were not even born, any of you, in 1967. Go on, how many were born in 1967? Oh, look, you are cunts.
Up the oldies!
A lot of hands did not go up, I can assure you. Anyway, back then, we'd done a whole series of songs that did very well in the UK and some in Europe as well. And we hadn't been to America, we hadn't broken America. That was the expression. We've got to go and break America. And we did that later with the Monterey Pop Festival and Woodstock and all that shit. Here we had a bit of a problem. We had no hit records, and I pulled out this song that I had in my bag, and I thought, this is the one that's going to bring us back. It didn't actually bring us back. Tommy did that a bit later, but this song was probably one of the best I've ever written. And we can do it justice now because we've got some wonderful backing vocalists back here. John, Frank, and Lauren, and my brother Simon, and myself, who support local. This is called Accuracy for Now.
for the boys.
Thank you. looking round, I look at my face in the mirror. I know I'm worth a thing without you. In life, one on one, don't make one. One on one, make one. I'm looking for that free right to me. I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you. Thank you.
You better.
When we were in this place, I think it was, a couple of years ago, we were doing, as I said at the very beginning when we came on, we were doing the whole of Cordofenia in a concert version. So we hope that many of you came to that show, and if you didn't, well, we're going to play a couple of songs from Cordofenia for you now.
Thank you. Oh,
These days, shut up, stop it. These days, a lot of songs, a lot of bands, a lot of music is not making very much money. And I think you all know why. And well, certainly not as much money as we used to make when we were young. We've just put out an album and it's doing very well. UK, and it sold 100,000 copies. And you know, when we used to put albums out, we expected them to sell a couple of million at least. So things have changed, and to some extent, it's one of the reasons we're here today, is that this is one of the only ways we can really reach you. And we're so happy that you're here. But as always, I was a little bit ahead of my time. I saw the internet coming long before it came, long before it arrived. And this was one of the songs we're about to sing. It's one of the first songs that I sold to a TV show in order to continue to buy cars. And boats, made in Holland. My boat is made in Holland. It's beautiful, and I'm very lucky to have it. And I'm lucky to have it because you fuckers pay for it. Anyway, this song was sold to Miami Vice. It's called Eminence Front. Thank you. Suggests that a lot of you don't love you either. So, anyway, when you get to being 70 years old, there's not much left to worry about. So, what you do is just get on with it. So, all together now, get on with it. Thank you. We're going to play a couple of things. Tommy.
Live long life.
so bad. Thank you.
racing for the vacuum in anyone's car. That's it for the blanket.
Stop racing me,
so weird. Keeping us in order and helping us so much on this tour. Great guitar player, he doesn't get to play with us on this particular trip. He plays a lot with Roger Works solo. He's our music director and he's fabulous. Fred Sides! And on bass, been with us for quite a time now. This is John Emerson, passed away in Las Vegas. The spinning wheel got him in the end. This is the incredible Pino Palladino! Thank you. Over here, another new member of our band, been with us for this entire tour. Now, this is Lauren Gold! And here is a little lesson for all you young ones. Keith Moon, oh, he was lovely. There were just four of us. There was Roger, myself, John Emerson on the bass, and Keith Moon on the drums. But Keith Moon also did all of our publicity. All of it. And occasionally he played the drums, and occasionally he fell off the drums. This guy on the drums studied at the Academy of Keith Moon, but luckily, he is still here. Yeah. A wonderful
That's dirty! God bless you all!
Thank you. Yeah! much.
Anyway, let's have a big hand, let's not forget the reason we're all here, because The Who really was a band that could have broken up at any show, any minute, in the early 60s, any show you ever came to, it could have been all over instantly. You know, it was tough times. But the reason we're here is because someone very incredibly was genius. Where the fuck it came from, I don't know. But let's not forget the music of the wonderful Pete Townshend.
Most of all, may you all